While the regional drought monitor looks much better today than it did a few weeks ago, there are still many areas in the northern half of Alabama in the severe to extreme drought category. And Tim Albritton, state staff forester with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama, knows some forest owners have been able to fare the drought a bit better than others.
It's nice to have a species out there that's growing that is fire resistant to some degree in longleaf pine. So if you happen to have a wildfire, you know, on your property and you have longleaf pine, you're in a better chance of having a stand make it through that than, say, a young loblolly stand. The other thing is, you know, longleaf pine is drought resistant more so than loblolly or slash pine or, you know, some of the other species. So I just would encourage folks to consider longleaf pine in their management scheme if they have suitable soils because of the advantages there.
And Albritton reminds landowners about the Longleaf Pine Initiative.
The Longleaf Pine Initiative in Alabama has been one of the more successful programs in our state's history. Of course, longleaf pine is only impacting 13 states around the southeast, but Alabama is leading the way in restoring longleaf to Alabama, and we're doing that in restoring existing stands with natural regeneration and just converting those back to more longleaf ecosystem, but also planting longleaf and cutovers and that kind of thing, and it's been very successful for landowners.
For more information, contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.